Hello there, doctors. Welcome to Doctors Online Success. Do you know that you can be found online and there are several ways that you can do to optimize your online presence? We're going to show you how to do that today. I'm Dr. Anne Truong. I've built several businesses over seven figures online. You can see my two Comma Club award behind me.
Hey, I'm Dr. Mike Wu-Ming. I've been on the online business space since the mid-1990s. I've built several different businesses, many of them online, and I've sold everything from coaching services to products to medical services. So I think we definitely have some experience in doing this.
Well, what our uniqueness is that we're both doctors, we're both living and doing it, has a track record of doing it online. So, and we're passionate about paying it forward for doctors to be able to now get out of the clinic, to go to online, to work with one to many so they can have impact and growth and financial stability. That's all the basis of Doctors Online Success. Let's get back to how do you get found online? Right? Because now we live in an online world. No more, you know, phone directory or no more newspaper ad anymore. People now, if they want to, they have an allergy, they're going to go on their phone and they're going to look for, you know, allergy doctor near me. So you got to make sure that you can be found online. And you know what? We're never taught this. I didn't even know about this until 2021. And that's after 21 years of being in business to find out that there's such a thing, something called Google My Business. So Google My Business is a way that Google actually index you or put you online so that way you can be found. It's almost like your online directory, your online real estate to tell people what you do and the services you offer. And also reviews on there as well too. And honestly, for my business, we've had a business for 21 years. We didn't even have a Google online business profile until the beginning of 2021. How about you, Mike?
Yeah, we've been it from the beginning. We've had Google My Business, and I think the official word is like Google Post Business Profiles. And the great thing about it is Google is actually giving this to you for free. And it really surprises me how many doctors don't take advantage of it, or at least if you don't have one, Google will create one for you. But if you make it desolate, if you don't, you have ability to put pictures on, to acquire reviews, to put your different services on there. It amazes me that a lot of doctors, you know, they fail to take advantage of it. It's 100% free, so you might as well do it.
Absolutely. There's a saying, you don't know what you don't know until somebody tell you. And when you start your business, you just don't know you're supposed to do that. It's free. It literally takes about 5 minutes to set up. And essentially, you want to make sure that your address is recent. So if you move, like we just did, we just moved our business, you have to put in your, one of the way is to take a picture where your office is at. And also you have to turn in your tax ID verification. And then you want to make sure your office hours are up to date. And holidays that you're open or closed, because sometimes you may change your clinic hours and patient will look on there and say, oh, you know, they're open here at the time, and they may call and then, you know, you're closed. And it's always easy to go to Google and you type in Google My Business, or the acronym is GMB, Google My Business, and then your business name, and just update your office hours. And then also on there, they also list services as well. So you can list your services. And what I found out recently also is that if someone is searching online, they can actually call your office straight from Google to your office to make an appointment or to inquire. Has a triple lead to our office is that we have turned on AI to answer the phone after hours. So we have a voice AI that we use through our software, Dr. Boss CRM, that has a voice AI feature that you just turn on when your office closed, and it answers the phone, your main office phone for you. And its whole job is to get the caller's name, email, and phone number. And once it gets that, it gets sent to the administrator, the office manager, or the doctor. And that's what's called collecting leads. Now, when we turn that on, we literally, in 1 week, we had 60 names and phone number that we were missing during when we were closed that we had picked up. Now that we're able to follow up. So the next day, my staff would call, follow up on either their existing patient or their new prospect that we can follow up to schedule an appointment for. And that has been a game changer, Mike. And you don't pay for AI. I mean, you pay for a one-time subscription for AI, but it's, you know, $97, but it's almost like, you know, that's how much you pay for a month. And an employee is worth a lot more than that. 24/7 employee. And so what that means is that you're able to pick up phone calls that you had missed, that you can follow up, that you can capture and then make an appointment. Now that's going to increase your revenue for sure. So having a Google My Business profile gets you found on Google when somebody type in like, you know, allergist in town or pain doctor in town. So what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, so there's certain important things that you need to think of when you're doing your Google My Business profile. The first thing is they have a lot of different sections in there, and you need to make sure you complete every section of it. So they're going to ask you your business name. Now, you want to have like your official business name for it. If you try to do what's called keyword stuffing, Google doesn't like that. So what is the name of your business? You got to put it in there. You're going to have your categories. You're going to have like your primary categories, like let's say medical clinic or weight loss service. And then there are like secondary categories that, you know, it gives you options to put in things. Fill all of that out. We already talked about having your address. You also want to talk about like, who are you servicing? What areas are you servicing? Is it just your city? If there are certain suburbs or even neighborhood communities, you want to be able to mention that. We told you about the importance of the phone. Make sure you've got a website to it. I would even recommend adding a website where you can actually have a tracking. That's a little bit more complicated, but if you have analytics in your website tracker, then you actually know where this lead is coming from. Talk about your hours. If you have special holiday hours, make sure you keep that updated. And then you actually can have a description of your business. That's where you want to have your relevant keywords. If you're offering IV therapy or bioidentical hormones, that's what you want to be specific. To get into even more specifics, this is the key ones. Have high quality photos and videos. I love having a video of, you know, when I go to a business, I want to know what can I expect when I go in there. Having a professionally done video where you're actually walking into your business, you know, what will they see? Who's going to be, is there somebody greeting you at the door? How do you get there? What do the rooms look like? That's what people want to see. It doesn't have to be very long, you know, maybe 30 to 60 seconds on there. Have photos of your team, have photos of yourself. These are all really important. People want to visualize what can I expect when I go into it? What is my experience going to be? Those are just a few things that, you know, I think are really important when you have your Google business profile.
Yeah, because it makes you real, right? It so does. Because people are afraid of spammers, right? People are afraid of, hey, is this real? And then now with the advent of AI, you don't really know whether you're talking to a live person or a real person. So it gives it a more of an authentic real person feature. And you can put the picture and the video actually on your Google My Business profile.
Yep.
You can literally just load it into there. Super easy. If you know how to use Facebook or Instagram, you're going to know how to update your Google My Business profile. So, Doc, if you don't have a Google My Business profile yet, create one. If you do have one now, go in there and update it. And I can tell you, I update it like at least once a month or once a quarter to make sure our office hours are updated, our services are updated. Some of the services you're not doing, make sure you take that out as well. So not only patient look at that potential patient, but also people that deliver packages to you, because they also look at that and see what hours you are open, like UPS and FedEx. So you make sure that those hours are up to date. And what Mike has mentioned is called UTM parameters, where it can track like if a person calls in where they're calling from, and they're calling from Google My Business or they're calling from a YouTube video. That's a little bit more advanced tracking, but you should always know every patient, how they come into your office. And because that way you can turn it on. If you know, hey, a lot of my leads are coming from Google My Business, then I need to maybe put more ads on to in Google versus on Facebook. That's how I know that for YouTube is my biggest lead generator. I put my effort on YouTube. And one of the things that we have not mentioned yet is website. Let's talk about website. What I see the most common myth is that doctors think that, oh, somebody can land on my website, they can make an appointment. It's converting somebody to a patient. It's really more of your business card. It's a place where they go in and it's a business card where they find out more about you, but not necessarily nowadays, they're not going to make an appointment right away. Now, there is an understanding that potential prospect before they become patient have to see you 11 different times and probably have to consume about 7 hours of your content, either, you know, Facebook, Instagram, or somewhere, but they have to consume 11 hours of your content to really know, like, and trust you before they even make an appointment with you. So not necessarily if somebody goes on your website, you'll think, oh yeah, they're gonna make an appointment. That is not true. I was told that by other marketers I work with, but I find out that's not necessarily true because I find out on my website that people, you know, bounce very quickly until, but bounce means that they land and then they leave within like, you know, 40 seconds. So that means that I was not doing a good job in holding the attention of whoever went to my website. But we knew that we had a lot of website visitors, like 25,000 visitors within a 30-day time span. So your website needs to be optimized as well. And one of the simplest things that we tell doctors is that the moment that somebody lands on the homepage of your website, make sure that they know who you are and who you serve and what you do within 10 seconds of landing on your homepage. So like if they land on your homepage, it's called something called above the fold, like either it's on mobile or on desktop. Above the fold is like above where the screen is, where the screen is that you should have a picture of yourself, a picture of who you are. Who is Dr. Mike Wu Ming? Who is Dr. Ann Trung? Picture yourself right there, either on the right or the left side, and then who you serve and how you can help them. Right there on the front page. I can't tell you how many doctors' website I go to, and I land there, and you know, I can't find the picture of the doctor at all, and it's just showing images, but there's no message on the above the fold. It says we were talking to a doctor that helped children with allergy, which I think is wonderful. Like I help children live better life with allergies. Now, if you say that right on the front page, that is your beachfront real estate, you know, that is prime real estate. You say that with a picture of yourself there. So a parent that lands on that page will say, oh, okay, my children have allergy. I'm going to look more and see how she can help. So you can say, I help children with allergy live better life through my allergy-free framework. So you always say, you know, who you help, what you can do to help, and then through your framework. Within 10 seconds, they should know exactly what you do. Because if you're expecting your potential patient to land on your website and click and click and click, the more you expect them to click, they're just going to leave. The people now live in a world of short attention span. And you have to make it so that your website is low resistance. When they land on it, maybe they see the homepage, and then the next decision is, okay, do they want to stay and find out more or what? What are your thoughts on website optimal performance?
Yeah, there's a number of different things. Is, you know, I know sometimes websites we hand it to a designer and they spend lots of money on it. And a lot of times they like this really long, you know, beautiful video that's coming onto the website. People don't have time. If you've got a video that's loading, or, you know, they're looking on the phone that is taking up a lot of memory, they're going to just, you know, this is taking too long to do it. I'm just going to go see your competitor. Again, I like what Ann's saying, you know, KISS, keep it simple. Just have like the basics, you know, on there. I think another important thing too, you know, in for those who have local businesses and you're attracting local traffic, even a link to like driving directions, you know, linking to your Google Maps so they can find you easy. Having your hours available. Those are the type of things. It's like, I've seen things where I couldn't find your hours. I didn't know what your hours were. I didn't know what communities that you serve. Make it, give them the information that you would want, you know, if you were a patient, and make it all accessible on the front page. And then don't get too complicated on there, because the complicated mind will just shut off and then they'll go, the code goes somewhere else. Make it simple.
Actually, the simplest website are the one that convert people, the one that hold the attention. So oftentimes I suggest that you explore a website built on WordPress, because WordPress is super easy to go in and change. And WordPress sometimes have template that you can, you know, plug and play. You get the template and then you just put your information on there. That's how we built our website. We're our website's on WordPress. I made a mistake that I'm sure doctor listening to this will have been in that mistake. When I first opened up my business, it was in 2000. We didn't know anything about website, and we had a company build our website, but they put it on their proprietary server and their proprietary software. And we were with them for about 12 years. And then we wanted to switch to WordPress website. And they said, oh no, if you want to do that, you have to pay us 10 grand to move all of your information that you own to a WordPress website. I was like, what? This is my own website. They go, no, but it's on our software. And so the mistake I made was that, you know, I didn't know any better. I didn't know what I didn't know. I had to pay them 10 grand to migrate my own website from their software to WordPress. So I paid $10,000 for that. And then at that time, WordPress, we had to have a developer do that and pay another fee for somebody to build our WordPress website. But I encourage our doctors that build your website on WordPress, because once you get it built, it's there, and you yourself can go in there and make minor edits. And if you want somebody to continue edit it, you can always hire somebody from Upwork or Fiverr to go in and make some tweaks. That's what we do. Our VA, the one that make the minor tweaks, and if we need something done and monitor, we'll have somebody, we'll hire a contractor to do that. So that way you are not contractually committed to any company that have you by the handcuff from your website. And I want to review my mistake that has happened to me. And I can't tell you how many doctors I talked to. And I said, do you know whether your website is a WordPress website? They have no idea. But you should find out whether it is. And you should find out whether you are the owner of that. If you are, fabulous. Then you can optimize it. And so Mike and I have the software called Dr. Boss, which is really based out of the fabulous company, you know, Go High Level. And we customize it for doctors to be very user-friendly for doctors. And it does have the capability of having website. You can have a WordPress website on that software as well. And we have a couple of doctors that are using that now to build their website, just using a simple template. Simple is actually better, because you want somebody to land on there and just know exactly what you're doing. That's it. It's not mean. Well, it should be professional, but it shouldn't be like a lot of high tech stuff, because people just want to know what's when they land on your website, what can you do for me? How can you help me? Right. And that can be just in text and words. So, you know, you can check out my website at trunkrehab.com. Check out my website. I changed my website to something more simple, and we have seen increased conversion of that. And in fact, we have actually created a marketing audit report. So doctors, as you're listening to this, we drboss.com website. It's a WordPress website. And then on the button below, there's a button on there that says get a free marketing report. So click on that button and put in your information, and we will send you your free marketing report, your Google My Business, and your online presence. And we'll even give you a score as well. So be prepared for the honest truth. But you know, until somebody tells you how you're doing, you don't know how you're going to improve. It's totally free, and it's the most valuable information you can get. And a lot of times, you can do a simple fix on your Google My Business. It's a low-hanging fruit that will increase your bottom line.
All right. I think we gave them a lot of good information. So next step for you guys is start taking action.
Absolutely. So go to thedrboss.com to get your free marketing report, and join our free communities of doctors are looking to grow and start their business online at Doctors Online Success, doctors plural, onlinesuccess.com. It's a community, in school where we actually have so much resources on there. You get in there, you can get a bunch of stuff for free where you can interact with other doctors going through the same journey as you are as well. So having said that, subscribe and comment and let us know what you would like us to talk about in the comment. We do read that. And we want to make sure that we are serving you and addressing the issues that you have. And we will see you in the next episode.